roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, War of the Roses begins 2022. We'll begin with Julia. Hello, Julia.
Hey.
So you're the first War of the Roses of the new year, and this whole thing has to do with something that happened on New Year's, correct?
Yes.
All right, so first of all, who are we putting to the test today?
Lisa, a friend of mine.
Okay.
Well, I guess she's kind of more of a friend of a friend.
Okay.
I know her, but we're not super close. So.
Okay. So explain what happened on New Year's Eve.
Okay. So on New Year's Eve, my friends, Tim and Shay, had this huge house party. I just got this house this past summer, and it was the first time they actually had people over. It's supposed to be like a cheap alternative to, you know, renting a limo and going to a club.
Yeah, I got it. So you,
so we're like, yeah, let's do a house party. Perfect.
Sure. So you went to this party?
Yes, with my boyfriend Glenn.
Okay, and what happened?
So they had beer pong set up outside, like in the garage, and I ended up playing for a while because I'm pretty good, but I got really drunk, and then my boyfriend Glenn and I got in a huge fight.
Okay. There's always one couple at the party, so you were that couple, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, I'm kind of hard to manage when I'm drunk.
Okay. So you get in this fight.
Yeah. So we got in a fight, which was more of like an argument. It wasn't like a huge deal. It was stupid, you know, kind of him being upset. I was like drunk and having a good time, whatever. So he walks away and goes inside. And then I'm still playing beer pong, and about, I don't know, like an hour goes by, and I'm like, okay, let me like find him. And I go inside, I'm looking everywhere and not finding him. So I'm like, did he straight up like leave me at this party on New Year's? And then all of a sudden I actually see him coming down the stairs. Like no one was really upstairs, so I thought that was weird. One of my friends found him and said he was upstairs in the bedroom with Lisa.
Oh.
With the door shut.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So after I found that out, I asked Glenn, I was like, what was that about? And he goes, well, nothing. We were just hanging out. Neither of us were having fun at the party. So we're just like chilling.
So he says nothing was going on then.
Right. And the person who found them said they were just sitting on the bed watching TV. It didn't look like anything was going on.
Okay. So do you believe that?
I mean, I'm really not sure. That's why I wanted you to call Lisa and kind of get to the bottom of it.
Question, why not call Glenn? I mean, that's probably the person we want to hear from.
He never picks up his phone if someone, you know, it's a number he doesn't know.
Okay.
So I doubt he would even pick up.
I gotcha. Do we have Lisa's number then?
Yeah, I have her number.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all this on the air?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how else to do it.
Okay.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Lisa Bell, please.
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. My name's Tracy, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotion Department. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I'm calling you today is to let you know that you were one of the runner-up winners of our holiday promotion this year, and we have a really cute prize for you. And if you have a few minutes, I can tell you all about it.
Wait. I won something?
Sort of. Every year we pick a bunch of names from our customer database and we have a small group of winners and then a huge group of runner-up prizes, and that's what you won.
Well, that's cool. I mean, at least I still won something.
You sure did. So do you have a few minutes I can tell you about your prize?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so the prize you won is called the VS Pantygram, and the way it works is you get to send a sexy little telegram to a special guy in your life, and when he gets it, it's a real pair of lace panties in a tiny box with a note attached from you. So let's say you send it to your boyfriend, and he opens this box with real panties inside and a note from you that says, see you this weekend, or thanks for last night, stuff like that.
Okay, wait, do you send that to me, and then I send it to him, or how does it work?
No, we take care of everything over here on our end. We provide the panties, the box, the card. We pay for the shipping. You don't have to do a thing except tell us who you want to send it to and what you want to put on the card.
Sweet.
So do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, so the first thing I need to know is what color panties you want us to send. We have red, black, or pink?
Okay, let's go with black.
Okay, and who would you like us to send the pantygram to? I just need a first and last name.
All right, let me think. Wow, this is probably going to get me into really big trouble, but let's go with the first name, Glenn. That's with two N's, and the last name is
Okay, and the pantygram is going to come with a little card. So what message did you want us to print on the card?
Okay, just put New Year's resolution for you. Keep your options open. And that's it. Don't sign my name. I want him to wonder who it's from.
Are you kidding me? He's going to know who it's from.
Oh, snap! I'm sorry?
Yeah, you should be sorry. How about your New Year's resolution is to stop being such a and stealing other people's boyfriends?
I'm sorry. I'm confused. What's going on?
So, Lisa, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Glenn's girlfriend, Julia, asked us to run this little test on you to see what you would do.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks for confirming what I already thought about you.
So, let me get... I didn't actually win anything?
No. If I find you anywhere near Glenn, you'll win a free ass-kicking. How about that?
Girl, I don't think I'm the one you need to worry about. You need to keep your eye on him, sweetie.
Oh, man. That sounded so smug the way she just said that.
I'm literally shaking right now. If I find out something happened at the party, like, I swear. Like,
well, I mean, it sounds like something did. Even if it wasn't something physical, something happened.